shore where the mountains meet the sea, in a clapboard shack by a broken down tree. There's a light in the window, two salty gals inside. I'm not sure if they're witches, but you know that's implied. Got the storytelling, ego swelling, pillow talking, moonlight walking, sea hag.
Podcast. I'm Chris Jeppa.
I'm Katie Norgren.
And with us this week is a lovely three-peat guest. It's Ashley.
Hey.
Welcome back.
There's no election. What are you doing here?
I know, right?
There was a municipal election yesterday.
Oh, fuck! There was an election. Well, I don't live in your municipality, so yeah. Screw you.
No, you got a cool mayor.
I got a cool young mayor who pretends to get tattoos.
He pretends to get tattoos?
He promoed a Royal Anchor tattoo, which is owned by the guy who's done all of my tattoos, pretty much. And he just, like, pretended to get, like, a new S crest, and they, like, did a picture of him with the stencil. And
that's
really cute. Jonathan Coates, like, 36 or something like that. Like, he's too young for me to date him, almost.
He's such
a cool guy. But we have a cool mayor.
Yeah.
He's cool.
He's pretty rad.
I like him.
I don't know. Our municipal election, whatever. It was a by-election. Nobody turned out. The right-wing
10%?
People won. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
God, why are right-wing people so much more organized?
Because there was only one candidate, whereas the left had, like, seven.
Yeah.
Oh, we did a little vote splitting.
Oh, yeah. It was really, really great.
Yeah.
So, Jean Swanson didn't get in.
She got second place.
Oh. Yeah. That's something.
Yeah. That's actually huge.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. This is the only name I knew in the whole thing. I was just like, well, I don't live there. I don't care.
Yeah.
I have a hard time caring enough about the places that I do live.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, I actually wasn't involved in this one. So I really, like, was on the outskirts. I didn't even volunteer.
You're like, wow. I'm just going to vote.
I'm like, oh, I'm a bad person.
No.
Hardly.
You do lots of other things.
Too many, in fact.
Yeah, it's been nice to have a nice little break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Since we last saw you, you got engaged.
Yeah, I did. I feel like every time I'm on here, there's, like, a new, like, chapter to the relationship.
Yeah,
like, the first,
like,
one we were
just
dating.
I met this cool person whose name I'm not going to say. Just in case.
Yeah, and then we're dating, and now, yeah, we're engaged.
Yay!
Hurrah!
Yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah.
I could talk about that.
Our podcast hasn't been on for very long, so it's a nice rapid succession, as, women tend to do sometimes.
Yeah, it's true.
Let it be known that Ashley is wearing a t-shirt from Autostraddle right now.
Yes, I am.
I know that because...
My San Junipero shirt.
Oh my god, is that from Autostraddle too?
No, it's from Redbubble or something like that.
Still great.
Yeah.
I'm the only one not wearing a lesbionic t-shirt right now. Just a shame. Really.
It's okay because your whole everything is made.
It's true. I do have a crop top that says Tomboy Femme from Autostraddle.
I love that shirt.
It's huge. It does not look good on my body, unfortunately. It makes me look like a dumpy ice cream cone.
But is the fabric like this fabric? Because it's so soft.
It's even softer than this. It's softer and stretchier than that.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's cute. I have to tie it up like a little 80s shirt so that it actually sits up against my bod.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it just sort of like flops around.
Yeah. Crop top with no, like, seams on the bottom is a little bit of a...
Yeah.
You're just blowing it in the wind.
I'm just the answer, my friend. Yeah, exactly.
It's okay. You got a cool haircut. You got, like, a
super fade. I got a super fade, yeah. It's so easy to touch all the time, and it feels really good.
Nice.
That's why I didn't dye my hair yesterday, because I was like, you wouldn't be able to see how good my fade is. And I need everyone to see Jeffrey's handiwork.
Mm.
Of course, my stylist is named Jeffrey.
Right?
Not Jeff.
And not, yeah, I was going to say not Jeff.
Never Jeff. Jeffrey.
I got a haircut yesterday as well.
It looks very cute.
The person that I went to see was not my usual person,
mm-hmm.
but I just was like, last minute, I need a haircut. And she was just like, turns out I'm actually like a certified bob specialist. And I'm like, that's cool. So she was like super precise. She spent like an hour and a half just like trimming the back.
That's amazing.
With like little, and she gave me the most amazing long extended head massage.
Oh, nice.
It was outstanding. Nice. And I was really, I've been extremely stressed out for the last little while.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just like, girl, what the fuck? Like my whole jaw and everything was so clenched. So she just like, she was massaging me and I like almost cried.
That's so sweet. I actually got a little bit of an extended neck massage when I got my hair cut because I was like, he was like, oh, wow, girl.
Yeah. We're all
stereotype.
We're all just kind of not doing great. We're holding a lot of tension in our bodies.
Yeah. He added me on Instagram and I was like, oh, okay. And it's just all him in like leather harnesses.
So
he's very gay.
That is great.
And not like safe gay, like scary gay.
Like
to,
awesome.
Like fun, awesome, cool gay.
It.
He's going to Berlin, or he's in Berlin as of tomorrow or something. I was like, watch out, East Germany, basically.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of dicks getting sucked.
I'm not even going to say to you what he said to me while he was blow drying my hair. He like whispered it so no one else could hear it. Ooh. It was very lewd. And I love getting that like little, we're like the secret queers. Well, not secret, obviously. It's very obvious, but yeah, we will like whisper really rude and dirty things. I'd put my hand in front of my mouth so the microphone can't hear it. Anyway, so yeah, that was like the highlight of my week was getting my hair cut. Was well, it yours?
Yeah,
too?
Mine too. That's exactly. Oh, no. I realized that like a lot of times what I do at a haircut is just spending the whole time convincing my hairstylist that I'm cool and not like a total square. And with this hairstylist, I felt like I really wanted to impress her because she was like super like neck tattoos and like a bajillion piercings. And she's just like,
I need to impress this person with neck tattoos.
She's so cool.
How things have changed.
How things have changed. That's true. She was so beautiful and cool and fun, mm-hmm. but she was not a small talk person.
Cool.
And so we like talked a little bit about like, oh yeah, we don't have much in common at all. Mm-hmm. And then she was just like, hey, like, I'm going to blow dry your hair. Do you want to just, like, chill out, close your eyes? I know you're kind of stressed, like, and I'll just do whatever. And I was like, oh, that's so good. And then she, like, blow dried my hair and then just, like, cut it. And it was just companionable silence.
Nice.
Which doesn't often happen.
That is nice.
And,
I like
that. And it was just exactly what I needed. So yeah. I will go back to her again. I tipped heartily.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Excellent. So well, your hair looks fantastic.
It really so does. Yeah.
She,
really?
It's like she took off a lot of, like, the heaviness of it without cutting out too much of the length, I think. Mm-hmm. And it's just, like, really fun and choppy.
Yeah.
And it works. It does things. Like.
It does.
Like
to your
you like
face.
Pulled your hair forward and it was all like, yes, we'll sit like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of cool product in there that nice. I
like,
never
you
would
got, like,
actually
Play-Doh
do.
Hair now?
Yeah. I don't like it when they put all the like texturizing like
yeah.
powder in there and stuff.
Yeah.
My hair feels gross,
yeah.
but it looks good. So yeah. I guess that's what you're supposed to do.
I have to put a lot of junk in my hair, unfortunately, yeah. which means that I have to wash it a lot, which means that the color comes out faster. Mm. Whatever. I die for my vanity.
Yeah.
I'm ready to do. If I don't look like a weird gay Muppet, then what is my life?
Yeah. You got a signal.
What's your hair journey been?
Well, I'm trying to grow it out, but I recently got a keratin treatment, so I have really curly hair, mm-hmm. for the listeners who don't see my hair. But
you
it's
have a
frizzy.
Ton of hair.
I even have an undercut, and it's like as much hair as probably both of you combined.
Oh, easily, easily. You've got like one third of it not even in there.
Yeah, it's a lot of hair. It's really frizzy and really curly. So my hairdresser had there's a new Keratin Express treatment, and he's like, you want to do it? You want to try it out?
Just I hate how long the existing keratin treatments
It takes 3 hours.
I don't know.
It takes 3 hours.
I cut my hair off like every day, pretty much. There just isn't anything there.
So this one's only 1 hour, and it like, I've noticed a huge difference,
nice.
Which is
Can
nice.
Can I touch it?
Yeah, it's been like 3 weeks now, so it's
it
not
still feels
as...
pretty healthy, though.
Yeah. Yeah,
can I touch it?
He's been helping on my hair. Do you want
to? She's like, no, I don't.
I'm good. So my hair journey's been a long one, because I had, like, Katie short hair for a while, mm-hmm. For the listener. And
it's all for
I'm
the
trying
listener.
To get it really long. So.
Nice.
It's been a challenge, because I get frustrated and I want to cut it off, and Dale, my hair guy, he's always just like, nope, you said you want to do this thing? I'm committing you to it.
Wow.
That's something I'll never do
think
again.
Of all the, like, auxiliary people in our life that, like, help you stick to certain goals and things like that, where it's like, I've got this weird, like, I'm by no means, like, a rich lady with, like, a team, but I kind of do have a team mm-hmm. where I'm just like, I do have, like, a hairstylist and
yeah.
a manicure person and a acupuncturist.
It's all relationships.
Yeah.
Like, which is wild. During the, like, provincial election, when we were doing training for volunteers, we always talked about people come back because of the relationship, blah, blah, blah. But it's the same for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. Like, I keep going back to Dale because we have a relationship and we've talked about our, like, our breakups and our new relationships and blah, blah, blah. And so I keep going back to him because we have a relationship and I'm committed to mm-hmm. our promises to each other.
The other side of that, though, is sometimes your helping relationship with someone isn't working, like, mm-hmm. and it's really hard to leave because you feel so bad. I'm just
yeah.
really glad that I didn't have to do that with my hairstylist.
Yeah.
Because it's been 5 years, and I'm just like, I'm devoted. I'm hopelessly devoted to you.
I did a hairdresser breakup once. I ghosted on them, I guess, basically.
Yeah, I just ghosted.
Yeah, you can just
And then
those.
I ran into him once when I bought product from the salon he worked at, and he's like, oh, hey, and I was like,
Hi.
And I tried to say that I
heard
was going
you.
It was awkward as I paid and I tucked my tail and walked away.
You have a tail? Weird.
Ponytail. Come on.
Okay. Tucked my ponytail in the back of my shirt and walked away.
That's a cute image.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess broken up with therapists and stuff in the past. But
yeah.
Yeah. Need to get back together with one real quick.
Yeah. Yeah, you having a hard week?
Ugh, it's been shit.
Yeah.
It's been absolute shit.
I mean, the world is garbage, so that's not helping.
It's so bad, guys. It's so stupid and bad, and everybody keeps doing horrible things. And it was, can you believe it? Like, it was a Harvey Weinstein thing that broke me.
Yeah.
And I'd known that he was skis, but, like, just that whole constant barrage of people like, oh, let me come and share my story now. It's like, oh, it happens to all of us. Mm-hmm. It's so terrible. And I was like, oh, that's the industry that I wanted to get into. Not, like, to be a famous person, but to, like, write or something. Yeah. Like, oh, there's toxicity that goes down so far. I give up on everything this week.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's just, like, the tendrils of toxicity reaching down into things like cancerous tumors.
Yep.
Yeah. Woody Allen's like, oh, it's a witch hunt. Yeah, we're coming for you next.
Yeah.
We're absolutely coming for you next. I can't wait till you're dead.
Yeah.
Woody Allen.
Yeah. Woody Allen, Donald Trump, like, all these people. Like, I legitimately, you're in your 70s, like, just die now.
Yeah. It would be really great. Save yourself having to experience what we're going to do, like, just preemptively. Like, why don't you just, we're coming for you.
Please kill yourself and film it.
No!
Well,
it'll be his last masterpiece because he's such an amazing artist.
Oh man, he's even killing himself nerdy.
Yeah.
Don't actually. Well, I mean, I don't advocate anyone's suicide, but I'm still really kind of want those guys to die.
Yeah. And yeah, Chenny Nicholas, our favorite horoscope person, was just like, yeah, you guys want a witch hunt? We're witches and we are coming for you.
Yeah.
It was like, cool. Mm-hmm. So the Samhain ritual that past guest Sharon was talking about, they're like, how do we incorporate some, like, good energy of just, like, let's reclaim some lady power and push some
Speaking of reclaiming lady power, if I may, just for a moment, because I meant to write this down earlier and I keep forgetting, and if I say it on the podcast, maybe I'll remember it and turn it into an actual joke later. It's just that, like, it's going to get a little bit TMI, so if anybody gets squeamish, maybe turn it off right now.
This is our podcast.
Yeah. I know, but, like, so I recently did the thing that my friends have been trying to get me to do for the last 10 years, which was use a diva cup.
Woo!
Oh, yay!
Yay. And so I did
I
last
broke
month.
Her, finally.
And I'm using it right as we speak. And it's pretty good. Like, I have some complaints, but not too many. And I thought about this thing, like, well, you have to fold it, and you have to put it inside of yourself, and then somehow turn it while it's inside you.
You don't have to turn it.
You kind of do. I tried to not do it, and it was a problem.
Okay.
So you kind of do have
we
to do, like, a quarter
turn. Probably
have
different shape.
Yeah.
Probably. Canals. They're like fingerprints. Anyway, I was just, like, hunched and, you know, like, getting it all up in there. And I'm like, this is the most primally, like, woman that I've felt in a while because it's miserable and I'm sad and this is painful. And I don't want to conflate having a uterus and a period with being a woman, but there's definitely a lot of overlap there. So that was, like, I was like, oh, this is, like, it shouldn't be called a diva cup. Like, that's not how it feels. It's like a witch's cauldron. And that's how I feel about it. Well, I was like, this is the worst name for something.
Yeah, it's not really like, ooh, I'm a diva. This is so good. It's like,
no, I feel like Baba Yaga right now. Just like kind of gross, but like strong at the same time.
Yeah, totally. That's one of the things that got me to switch to a diva cup was because I read that book, Cunt.
Oh God,
and
I remember.
She was talking about like harnessing the power.
Did I
of
buy
her,
that for you?
Probably harnessing the power of her moon blood to like water her plants and stuff like that, which I have done.
Oh God, yeah.
I mean, it's good fertilizer, lots of nitrogen. I don't do it now that I live with other people, but
yeah.
Hey,
yeah, that would be sort of like a little too much of a East Van roommate thing to do. Chris, what are you doing?
Thinking of who's done that.
Yeah, I can make a short list, I bet. You're at the top.
Yeah. But I did in my house plants at home, you know, when I had my own apartment. You just water it down a little. Fertilizer.
It's
like,
so good for your plants.
Like, why does the sunflower look so bitchy?
That's why it's the diva cup.
Yeah. But like, I since moved away from like the biological essentialism that is redolent in that book, but I still enjoy the like, you know what?
Don't be ashamed of your body. Connect with it.
Yeah, whatever. This is like a magical, cyclical, seasonal thing. Yeah. Like, let's just embrace it. I still am, mine's all fucked up. But it's all good.
Mine's fine. It's just painful and annoying. So, yeah, periods. Woohoo. They're dumb. Let's stop.
We talked about blood a lot the first time you were on our
show.
Yeah, we did.
You bring this out.
It's just, it's your auto-straddle t-shirt. It's your vibe.
It's one of my favorite topics, not gonna lie.
It's never really been mine, and so that was kind of like a funny thing where I just like, I'm grudgingly going along with it. Like, fine, I'm doing this just because I'm so tired of buying tampons all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah, so it's like, okay, that's, I'm on board now, but I probably won't be like, throwing them off of a parade float at any time soon. That'd be very expensive. They are $40 each.
Instead of throwing them off a parade float, I'd rather throw them into a box and donate it to a women's shelter or something.
Yeah, that's
like
much
that.
Better. Yeah.
But again, like the thing about like, oh, just get Diva cups for all the homeless women. It's like,
where are they gonna rinse them out?
Yeah, you gotta clean that shit. It's actually extremely difficult. So tampons are still A-okay. Like, not everyone has the luxury of not using disposable things.
Yeah.
Is another point of privilege that, you know,
fuck,
I've had so many things like that recently where I'm just like, yeah, do that thing. And then it's like, oh wait, here's why it's problematic. Oh no. And then like, then you actually listen to women that are on the margin. And you're just like, no, you're right. I'm sorry. I just was really excited about this. Like the boycott Twitter thing where it was just like, yeah, I'm totally going to boycott Twitter. Like women boycott Twitter. Hooray. And then it was like, why should we boycott Twitter? Men should get off and shut up because we're always being silenced. Yeah. And then women of color are like, where the fuck were you when we were getting harassed? I'm like, you're ultimately the most correct.
Yeah.
Shit.
So, shit.
Yeah.
So it went through those layers of, like, I sometimes jump on bandwagons too early, and then I'm like, oh, right, I'm a dumb white lady. I need to stop and think for a bit.
It's so easy to get, like, exactly. Like, I get really enthusiastic, too, and then I'm like, wait a second.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel you.
That's that. The solution is to never be enthusiastic about anything.
Yeah, just give up. Just kidding. Don't do it.
That is.
Don't do that. Don't encourage people to kill themselves, even if they're monsters. All the things you're not allowed to do. Mm-hmm. I can't have any fucking fun. I wish everybody could have seen the face I just made.
Yeah, you look real sad.
I'm pretty sad, honestly. It sucks. It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah. I was telling Ashley, I'm excited to have sort of a week, a different week. I'm going to be going to Victoria for...
You're just going to leave me here?
Yeah, just for a week. And I want to, because often I'll go over there and I have lots of friends, but I'm going for some professional things. Mm-hmm. And so I don't want to party or just go wild because it's like Monday to Thursday and like I have to get up really early every morning to do lots of stuff. So I'm just like, how do I make myself be good? So I bought like a face mask for every night. Like, just, you know, like a fucking $2 Shoppers Drug Mart sheet mask.
Yeah.
To just be like, you're going back to your hotel. You are having a bath every night.
Yeah.
You are going to drink delicious, like, grapefruit fizzy water and do a sheet mask and, like...
Go to bed.
And go to bed early and just, like, luxuriate rather than going out. But I like Victoria.
If this was a movie or a TV show, we would smash cut to you.
On the table at Pagliacci.
Yeah, like, woo! Just like forkful of tagliatelle and like, Bordeaux into your mouth. Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
But on favorite restaurants, you still have to eat. So it's not like you don't get to do that part.
Yeah,
it's just the staying out late thing.
Yeah, I'll go for my favorite prawn pappardelle if they still have it.
Pappardelle.
Yum.
At 10 Acres. Plug. And go to Pagliacci's. I'm kind of off pasta, but like my two favorite restaurants there have pasta, so I'm going to fucking eat it because I want it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yum.
You just want to eat bread and drink wine.
Yeah.
Is that
yeah.
so wrong? No, it isn't at all.
It's all I ever want.
It sounds like the perfect life.
Yeah.
Love bread so much. Mm-hmm. No, yeah, that was the other thing that kind of pissed me off this week is that I love to post, like, big, very earnest things online because I think... At least I can convince myself that it's important that other people see someone who is a functional, mentally ill person, that it's, like, there's a lot of work behind that, and that it's not necessarily good to just always appear to be functional when you don't feel functional.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I can convince myself that this totally self-serving thing where I just, like, I want people to love me and praise me right now, but I'm like, I'm, you know, demonstrating my experiences
for you. You're modeling
for you.
Behavior.
Exactly.
But so it is good. People do appreciate it.
There's layers to it, right? And it's just, like, being honest with people, letting them know, like, why are you not around right now. It's like, because life is bad and hard. Like, that's why. And so I got a lot of really wonderful comments. A bunch of people that I do not know at all really very well messaged me, which was very nice, but also kind of weird. And I was like, why aren't the people that I help all the time, like, getting in touch with me right now? Yeah, and it's just, like,
feel good.
No, and it's, like, just random, very nice people that I, like, I'm not super close with, being like, I know I'm way over here in Australia, but, like, if you ever want to talk about stuff, like, I'm available. I'm like, yeah, you are 17 hours in the future. You can tell me what to expect. I know that's not how time works. But that was very nice. And then I got a comment from my favorite high school teacher, who's, like, the coolest person. And she just, like, kept sending me links about how, like, gluten is tied to depression. And, like, I should read that Wheat Belly book. And then that'll fix things for me. I'm like, I'm not sad. Like, yeah, I will. There are a lot of neurons in the gut. I could be having a dietary problem here, but it's also the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't think not eating wheat gluten is gonna fix, you know, systemic sexism, racism, oppression, poverty.
Totally. Yeah. Also, thanks for this unsolicited gluten advice.
Yeah, and I don't think, I know she doesn't mean anything negative by it, and she's not being like, you're fat and you should fix that or something, but like... I was just like, oh, man, what a disappointment to get that from someone that I love and respect so much. I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if I was like, hey, I don't feel good. My stomach always hurts. What should I do?
Yeah.
Then that would have been appropriate.
Sure.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah. I mean, my stomach does hurt all the time, but it's because I'm depressed and anxious. Anyway.
Got a lot of feelings in there.
Got so many feelings in there. And I keep being like, no, no, it's fine. My wife was like, you really hate feeling bad, don't you? I was like, yeah, I really do. She's like, so you just fight feeling bad and decide you're okay all the time and just, like, brush things out and you're quote-unquote fine until you're not fine. I was like, fuck you, get out of our house.
Oh, I feel so seen, it's stupid.
I hate it when people see me. I want to be invisible. No, I don't. Mm. Anyway, so, yeah, struggling, but overall, ultimately all right-ish.
Well, we won't tell you to... get rid of the gluten.
Yeah.
I love gluten.
Yeah.
Do what makes you happy.
Yeah. I'm going to make roasted cauliflower for my family's Thanksgiving tonight and put breadcrumbs on it.
Nice.
It's going to be good. Sounds Parmesan delicious. Breadcrumbs, I think. Oh. Maybe a little bit of a balsamic glaze. Yeah. That's what I'm planning.
Can I come?
Yeah. Come on. Come with me. Play with me. Play with me. How are you, man? Chris? Stressed?
Stressed? Just super stressed. Changes.
Yeah. Turning and facing the strange.
Yeah, life is complicated and uncertain, and that's just how it's gonna be. So I'm just gonna fucking ride it and try to just do what I can and try to just be impeccable with the things that I say and do.
Yeah,
as much as I can.
Yeah, because
I can only kind of control what I do and just. That's it.
That's it. That's all you can do.
So write that on the wall.
Yeah. So I've made some amazing lists. I've decorated my bullet journal beautifully. I made amazing meals all week. Like, I'm just trying to keep my own shit in order, you know?
Yeah, keep your house in order. It's so important, the body, because it will break down really quickly.
Mm-hmm. Totally. No, it's so good to find that thing that you're just like, this is what's going to focus me. And, like, if I do this thing, that's great. That's my thing that I've done and I'm happy.
Yeah.
And then everything else.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that I haven't been able to get to yet, but at least it's on this list, so I know it's there and I'm not going to forget about it. So it's sorry thing that I've been putting off. You're just going to have to keep being put off.
Oh, yeah.
And that's just how it's going to be, I will re-look at you next month or whatever.
Exactly.
It's not a big deal.
A bunch of, I was dyeing Tessa's hair last night, and when I reached under the sink to grab the bucket that I keep hair dye in, it was full of water.
No.
So the sink was leaking there. The sink in my kitchen has not had hot water for like 8 months.
Oh no.
I need to replace my water heater. I need to replace my washer dryer. And I'm like, sorry guys, you're just gonna have to wait. I have to leave that bucket under the sink.
Yeah.
Actually, I think we fixed it. It was like a loose washer or something. Like, I hate being my own landlord. I am a terrible landlord. I don't fix anything on time.
Just send yourself, like, notices.
Yeah.
I requested you to fix this 3 months ago.
Shut up. It's my house. If you don't like it, get out.
You take yourself to arbitration just to, like, get yourself to, like, kick your own ass.
I'll kick anybody's ass. I'll kick my own ass. Yeah, that's my headspace these days.
Yeah.
Just I'll kick my own ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, so yeah, that's what I'm doing is I'm just trying to be good.
Yeah.
Isn't that what we're all trying to do?
Yeah.
To varying degrees of success.
Yeah, more or less.
But like, it's easier sometimes when you have a solid foundation. So right now I feel like everything's shifting underneath my feet.
Mm-hmm. Building a castle on the sand.
Yeah. It's at least, you know, I've got a nice relationship. I'm very happy that piece is like not fucked-y.
Yes.
We went on a date last night where we went to see our favorite violin concerto, which is totally our song.
Okay. Except it's not because...
Yeah, I'm dating a dude. It's fine.
Puke. Just kidding. He's very, very
That's
cute.
Great. That sounds so lovely.
Yeah. So it's, yeah.
You have a favorite violin concerto.
Yeah. It's right? Great.
I think you mean the little cello. Fucking hell, Katie. Every single goddamn time.
For the record, it's Sibelius violin concerto. So it's not fucking unique. It's beautiful and everyone
loves it. Is that Italian?
No, Sibelius is from Sweden, I believe.
I should know that.
Anyway, it's fucking gorgeous, and so we got to see that in a cathedral last night, and then went for a martini, and went home. It was beautiful, we're gonna go fishing today, and because I'm going away for 4 days, he's like, I'm really gonna miss you. I'm just like, oh, I still have a really good relationship that after 10 years, really that feels lovely. Really nice.
That's beautiful.
So yeah. Things are in a real good place there, and it makes me happy.
Well, that makes everything else a little bit easier.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice to have a good home base.
Yeah.
It's very important.
Yeah.
So you got a fiancé now.
Yes, you moved in together and you got engaged immediately.
But yeah, basically, exactly. Okay. Yeah, we've been talking about it for a while.
Stereotypical.
Yeah, we started talking about weddings like 3 months in as like a very hypothetical like thing. Mm-hmm. And I kept like shying away from the conversation because I was like, let's not...
Jinx it.
Yeah. And let's not be those people. But then we were.
But you're those people.
Yeah.
Just embrace it.
But also, I think looking at my family and, like, other relationships, like, all across the spectrum of relationship types, like, queer or not, a year seems pretty normal, actually. Like, I don't know. Yeah. If we were, like, 16, been a year, bit different, but, totally. Like, life experience and stuff involved, I don't know, there's no rule.
Yeah. I'm not trying to drag you, I think
no,
it's adorable.
I'm just reminding myself, because I get, like... I had other friends who got engaged really quickly, and I was like, oh, that seems really fast. And now I'm there, and I was like, oh, Ashley, you're the worst. Be more gentle with your friends and yourself.
I've definitely seen, you know, couples who've been together for, like, 8, 9 years get married and then get divorced in 2 years. Mm-hmm. And I've seen people, like, get married after being together for, like, 8 months, and they stay together for, like, forever.
Yeah.
It's just... It's,
there's no rule.
There is no rule, and it's all crazy.
Yeah.
And we just do it anyway.
Totally. Exactly. And that's... And I'm excited. Like,
yeah.
I never really thought I would get married. Like, I... Even looking... So, I'm adopted. When I was in the foster care system, we received this, like, thing called a life book. Mm-hmm. And so, you, like... write in, like, where you're living and, like, or, like, the family does or whatever. But I was only in foster care for, like, 6 months, but I still got this book. So my mom filled out everything throughout the years until I was, like, 12. So I was reading through Aww. When I was, like, 7 or something. And even then, I thought that I would be, like, a single mom with a little girl. Like, Aww. I never thought I'd get married. And so it's exciting. Nice. Yeah, it's nice.
That's so cute.
Yeah. Yeah, right?
Yeah. Aww. And then you will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no kids. So switch that all together.
Just have cute dogs forever.
That's the plan.
You have a very cute dog.
Oh, he's the best. Except, so we had a party last night, and he peed on one of our friends.
Not friend's shoes, but just
on the friend.
Like, was
yeah.
he in the lap, or?
So, no. So, he pees on blankets and stuff. Like, if it's on the floor, if there's, like... He's just... Everything's fair game. He's usually pretty good. And Jerrica was about to take him out. Because he was kind of, like, giving her, like, the eyes,
signal.
And so yeah. She's like, okay, but she wanted to use the washroom first. She's like, actually, I gotta pee really bad, too. So she goes to the washroom, and while she's in there, Captain jumps up on the couch, kind of cuddles into our friend's scarf, like, she has one of those big blanket scarves, cuddles up into it, which is, like, so he's between kind of the scarf and her, and then he just starts peeing.
Just let it go.
Aw, buddy.
Oh, I felt so bad for, like, everyone. And, like, I couldn't be mad at him because I know he just had to go pee and he tried to tell us and he was on the way to go and it was just too much. And what makes it really funny is we were playing Heads Up and the word we were getting the person to guess was cuddle puddle.
Oh, my God.
You jinxed it.
Wow.
Cuddle, yeah, so puddle. Cute. That's literally what it is. Dog yeah. piss everywhere.
It was so funny. So it was a bit of chaos, and our friend went home to wash her stuff, because she only has laundry on Saturdays. And
oh, no!
Yeah. So, but all good. It is
oh,
all
gosh.
Good.
That's so
she
funny.
She reported today that her cashmere scarf is fine.
Oh, cashmere!
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no! Yeah. Oh, my God.
I want a cashmere blanket scarf. That sounds
oh,
really nice.
Right? Yeah.
I'm going to pee on it.
No, don't. Please.
Just a little bit.
No, not any amount.
Dude, I can't even pee in a public bathroom. I'm not going to be able to pee on your scarf.
I was just going to say, we know how pee shy you are. There's no way that you would ever be able to do that. Even if you, like, hated me, you'd be, like, hovering over it and just be like, no, I can't.
I can't do it. There's a Mr. Show sketch where a performance artist is trying really hard to piss and shit on the flag, but he can't do it. He's just, like, trying so hard. That would be exactly what it would be like. Like, today, when I had to pee in your bathroom, I have to read the contact lens solution in order to relax enough to whiz.
Don't you read my pagan calendar every time?
Sometimes.
This month is a terrible poem.
Most months it's a terrible poem.
No, but usually, because it's, like, a little prayer every... Okay. My mom gave me this, like, Celtic... like pagan calendar, and it's got pretty designs and whatever, but then there's always like a blessed bee thing on the side, and like normally they're just like I don't know, they're not usually poems. This one has rhyming couplets. Ooh. And it's very bad.
I don't like it when things rhyme. The end. I wasn't gonna make a rhyme.
Do you need to take a break, Katie?
I do have to pee.
Okay, let's take a quick break.
Great.
We're back.
Hello.
Ashley brought us donuts.
I'm so sugared up right now.
Yeah.
Great.
I could punch the moon.
Delicious Lucky's, like, the bacon apple fritter was so good. It's like the bacon and strope panna cook.
You love bacon and sweet things.
It's so good. It's really good.
It's a good combination.
You're just so Eastern European.
Yeah. Well, whatevs.
Yeah.
It's the Dutch were doing that way fucking before the bacon sweet trend. Mm-hmm. Hey, now I'm suddenly feeling, like, defensive.
Are you also Dutch?
Yes.
Perfect.
My grandfather.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Dutch Polish.
Yeah.
Got a lot of potatoes.
I got lots of good shit.
A lot
in
of
there.
Good food, yeah.
A lot of good dough based foods.
Yeah.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Onions. So lucky.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
Yeah.
Sausage.
I say, every time I think about the Netherlands, I wish we had a Fibo here. Like, what here is they that? Just had those. They are, you know, back in like the 40s, how we had the automats, and there was just literally like a crappy restaurant, mm-hmm. and you just like bring out your food. We're at the automat because people didn't really feed themselves that often when they lived in cities. In the 40s, nobody really had kitchens, I guess, so. But this is exactly what my mind came up with when I heard the term automat, which was that it would be automated. And so what Fibo is you walk into this place, I think there is a little kitchen, but mostly it's just a wall of what looks like toaster ovens built into the wall. And you put in like €3 or something, and you open up the door and you get like a hot croquette thing. Like, it's like hot food vending machines.
God
That's
damn it.
Cool.
Yeah, and you get like hot crispy fries, like the machine will fry them for you, and you get your fries with like a big glorp of mayonnaise.
So how do we like invest in this and bring it here?
This is what I want to know. I went into one and I'm like, the food is surprisingly good for what it is. Like, it's just greasy fried food, right? And the whole place was full of yelling drunk Australians.
I love this.
Oh, fucking Christ, this is great! Oh, fuck yeah, give me those fries, give me that croquette! They're just having the best time of their lives.
That sounds really good.
Yeah.
It's the best. Fibo, man. Check it out.
I saw, like, a BuzzFeed thing that was, like, 15 times that France was more French than France, whatever, but there's, like, a baguette vending machine.
it vends four things. It vends baguettes, a bottle of wine with that little basket thing on it, a beret, and a striped shirt.
Your whole starter kit.
It's your French starter kit, for sure.
Maybe a cheese of some kind?
No, it's a different vending machine.
Okay.
That's refrigerate those ones, so.
Yeah, those are all for optics. If you actually want food, you have to go to a different vending machine. The baguette that comes out of it is not real.
Oh, it's just a prop baguette? No fair. Or that's what they just do with the stale ones afterwards?
Yeah, it's just for your props.
Your decor.
Yeah.
Lightly shellacked.
Just lightly shellacked. Exactly.
You can put a bunch in your little bicycle basket and ride away.
Dring, dring.
Like, there was another one. It was a picture of a guy, like, waist deep in, like, flood water, but holding his baguette up so that he didn't get wet.
You gotta eat.
Yeah.
You gotta eat.
Yeah.
Was that in France?
Mm.
Everywhere someone holds a baguette aloft, it becomes France.
Makes sense.
That's how you declare it.
French beacon.
Yeah. How you doing?
I'm okay.
It's just like having a sugar crash now?
Yeah, I really am, actually.
Get some more sugar stat.
Yeah, well.
Just pile it in there.
Yeah. I've stopped drinking coffee. I just drink decaf stuff. So I had like a decaf coffee and a bagel. And then now there's donut today. And I just
eat only round foods.
Yeah,
for the rest
basically.
Of the day. Stay on plan.
No, so what's next? Pizza?
Pizza? Yeah. Pizza bagel. You could have a pizza bagel.
Oh, jeez.
You could have pierogies. Like, they're half circles. Roundish,
if you just put two pierogies together like that. Close enough. Yeah. Two lobes of a circle of pierogi. Little pierogi brain. Yum. That's what Polish zombies eat.
Yeah. I could have a bundt cake.
You could have a bundt cake. Nice. There's some, or any cake or pie. Really. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm, you're good. Mm.
Great. Tortilla.
Tortilla.
So many options. You're so lucky.
You're so lucky.
I only eat round foods, Duck.
A pepperoni
whole
slice.
Whole foods. It's a round hole.
No slices. Timmy's Timbits. Mm-hmm. All different. That's a sphere. That's a different beast altogether.
Oh, now we're getting deep.
Yeah. Don't eat it. You need to have more sugar.
I think we just talked about all the interesting things off mic, and now we don't have anything else to talk about.
Yeah, because we can't always talk about the things that are interesting on mic.
We have too many secrets. It's not fun. So.
It's too bad life isn't actually like you could just say anything you want to say at the end of a podcast, because somebody will maybe hear it, and you could maybe get in trouble.
Yeah.
If only we could say all of our secrets at the end of a podcast. Ashley has a tail.
Save them all for the end.
Call back to the beginning.
I know. And if only, I don't know, if only all the bad people in the world just say all their secrets on a podcast and then someone would listen to it and then we could just be like, here's proof, and now everyone goes to jail.
Yeah. You all go to jail.
That would be so
good.
Go
to jerk jail.
My favorite thing on Twitter yesterday was Anthony Oliveira.
Love him.
Dragging John Kay, who's like a Canadian
shitheel.
Yeah, columnist, like formerly editor of The Walrus, who resigned after that whole appropriation prize bullshit.
Right.
And
dumb fuck.
And yeah, and Anthony was just like, John Kay is a racist, and like the guy like had a hissy fit in his DMs just about like, I'm not, you, how dare you say that, it's libel, like I'm gonna sue you, blah blah blah, and just like went off in the DMs, and then he just like kept posting screenshots of them.
Yeah, they don't, there's no privacy among enemies, like why would you ever think that that was a safe thing to do? It's like, that reminds me of that fucking, like, the really gross thing. Sorry to keep bringing it back to Harvey Weinstein, but like his email that he sent out to his board members and friends was so gross.
I didn't even see
that. It was just all like, oh, I know I have problems and I need to work through them. I could really use your support right now.
Oh, God, okay.
Like, basically, like, oh, I have problems and I'm going to fix them. And I'm just like, locker room talk. And, you know, just like a lot of minimizing and excuses. Mm-hmm. And like, now's your time to show your loyalty to me kind of thing. Yeah.
Pulling in the favors or whatever.
Yeah, so gross. I was like, ugh.
Yeah. But yeah, like this John Kay guy, like, he's just like, what proof do you have that I'm racist, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, oh, here's a link to this and here's a link to that. Like, just some receipts were coming in. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the guy was like, oh, well, you know, it wasn't that. And I apologize for this thing and blah, 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 and all these different things, right? Mm-hmm. And then, like, Anthony's like, I'm just going to leave this for you, like, before you go to bed tonight. Like, if you're not racist, why does everyone keep claiming that you are? Maybe you should think about that.
A good question.
It's like, why does that keep coming up over and over? Like, and I read a bunch of stuff, like, there was a roundup from Unravel about, like, all of his, like, super, like, anti-Muslim stuff that he was writing, and, like, I don't know, it was just, like, yeah, man, you're not a good dude, like, you're super, like, anti-Indigenous, like, he wants people to just assimilate and, like, not have actual culture, and it was just like, no, bad. Wrong.
Ugh.
So anyway, so I'm excited to see what happens with that saga unfolding on Twitter.
Yeah, I definitely hear what people are saying, like, oh, it's gross that, you know, private conversation has to come out like this or whatever. The idea of there being, I don't want to say honor among thieves, but just like this idea that you'll, you know, protect someone or keep something private when they've been shitty is just so silly. Like, we actually, sorry, you're a public person. And when you're a public person, the things that you do and say as part of your public persona are ripe for criticism.
Mm-hmm.
And the things that you say are very worthy of criticism.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what Jonathan Kay expects. Like,
well,
the
all the things that he's getting
so absurd.
All the things that he's getting dragged for are pieces that he published.
Oh, I know.
Like, under his name. So it's not like, ooh, that secret stuff. It's like, no, 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 you publish it yourself, dummy.
Well, I guess the idea that...
Yeah.
That there are people who send these things privately and then they become public and then they're surprised about it. And then there are the people who are living publicly, like, with their, you know, columns, like Margaret Wenta or something like that. And they're just like, ooh, why is everybody dogpiling on me? It's like, you are a public person. Mm-hmm. Your opinions are your job.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're bad, people are going to come after you about it.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
One day.
Did you guys see the This Hour Has 22 Minutes sexy reading of her article about Jagmeet Singh?
No.
It is so funny. They got someone who looks so much like Jagmeet Singh that I was not convinced, because I was looking at it on a very small screen, and I was like, that isn't actually him, is it? So it was like this very gorgeous Sikh man in like the blue turban, wearing a bathrobe and just like pouring oil all over his body and rubbing it in while it's reading like, oh, he's a masculine man, and all these kinds of things that she'd said about him. It's like, he's the anti Trudeau. He's a real man. He's not a beta male.
I'm surprised
he
that
has a sexy beard.
I'm surprised that Margaret Wente was like drooling over Jagmeet Singh, because isn't she a bit of a racist dog shit? Like,
oh, racist people can still find people of other races attractive.
I guess there's the objectification piece.
How many
too.
White men have only dated Asian women? Yeah. And they're like, it's a preference.
Ugh.
Good job. I kind of want to find it and just like do a like a little line reading of what she said.
That is kind of neat that he's now the leader of the NDP.
Yeah.
It's really cool. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited.
I was pretty happy, like, I voted for Nikki Ashton first and him second, and I'm happy with the turnout.
So that's the actor that they got to play Jagmeet.
Yeah.
They just, one of the 22 minutes, people just read some lines from this thing, and this guy's just kind of acting them out and just, you know, oiling
so
himself
funny.
Up in a very sensuous manner.
I did see someone post it on Facebook, and like, yeah, the comparison is uncanny. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm excited for this new chapter in the party. I think it'll be interesting to see, and I think Jagmeet is the real shit.
Yeah. When's the next federal election?
2019. Also my wedding year.
Nice. There's an election every year.
Yeah.
Amongst like all they just roll over. I guess 2020 there will be none.
Can I
unless there's a by-election.
Oh yeah, right.
Yeah.
Can I read it?
Sure.
His turbans are a brilliant, if unintentional, branding device. They make him stand out in a crowd. They mark him as exotic. Yet as soon as he opens his mouth, it's as clear that he is as much a son of Canada as anyone else in the room.
God.
Not the wimpy, white bread Canada of our past, but the dashing, muscular Canada we long to be. He's no trust fund kid like you know who. He's a self-made guy from the suburbs. He has the posture of a warrior. Brash, worldly, fearless, and also super manly.
This is actually
her this is
published
Margaret
piece.
Not a beta male, as Justin sometimes tends to be. He's an alpha with a full, luxuriant beard and a serious kirpan to match.
She wants to fuck Jagmeet Singh.
Not so long ago, those accessories were a bug. Now they're a feature.
Wow.
That's hilarious.
She is so horny for Jagmeet Singh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. She just wants to get, you know, taken to a cabin on Lake Ontario and get plowed.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they play, I don't know, Anne Marie songs.
Oh, God. Lived as a very blonde
snowbird. Definitely, that's what she sings when she climaxes.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, sorry, Jagmeet, for dragging you into that, but she did it first.
Great.
Yeah, I wonder what he thinks of that.
I wonder.
I bet he was kind of like, po' boy.
Yeah.
He should send her, like, a boudoir photo or something.
So I, like, received advice being like, don't expect this treatment from her always.
Yeah, exactly. Like, trust me, the second you do something socialist, she's turning on you. Or she'll be like, oh, you naughty socialist boy, I have to spank you.
Oh, no.
She's so gross, I hate her.
Flexing your socialist muscles.
Oh my God, power to the people.
No, she just wants to bury her face in his beard.
Who doesn't?
Well,
I mean, I don't know if I really want to, but I wouldn't turn it down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, seems like a very nice man.
But it was like a fundraising thing, like $10 a ticket to go on a trip. $10 to take a trip to the myth through the mysteries of Jagmeet's beard. And it's like the secret world of Og in there or something. Which is also very Canadian.
It's so Canadian that I have no idea what you're
Pierre Breton, you don't know it? Oh my God, I had to read it in school.
Oh, right, you referenced that already.
Yes.
Like, what's lurking behind my fridge is probably something
the secret world of Og.
Yeah.
Gotta love it.
Yeah.
That's good.
I just always think about it.
It's a book.
It's a book.
All right.
Yeah, about a secret world.
I'm
Og.
Now going to read it, even
though
it's a
picture
book.
It's very short. You'll finish it quickly.
It's the only thing that I know about Pierre Breton is that quote of his where it's just like, you're not a real Canadian until you can make love in a canoe or something like that.
Okay. I've heard that.
That's very funny.
Well, there's also the joke about, like, why is American beer like being in a canoe, like having sex in a canoe, because it's fucking close to water.
I like that very much. I also like the, I don't know if it was on 22 Minutes or on the Rick Mercer show, but he rolls a joint.
So
he rolls a joint on one of the episodes. It's like Pierre Bertrand shows you how to roll a joint.
Oh.
And there's another episode where Margaret Atwood shows you how to block a gold ant. Like, it's just like, you don't deke Maggie.
Aw.
Yeah.
Oh, Margaret Atwood, why are you still not good?
Yeah, she writes good books, though. I'll give her that. Like them books. She's just sort of an old harridan now.
Yeah.
Which would be more fun if she was more on our side, but whatever. Yeah. What can you do? Can't make everybody do what you want.
Oh, Canada.
Oh, Canada.
It's another thing, like, from that Jonathan Cage sort of tweet storm. It's just like, Canada's super fucking racist.
Oh, yeah.
And we know this, but it's like, why does it seem like Canada's so benign? It's like, because nobody has the charisma to really, like, carry that, like, or personality. Like, all of our racist, blowhard media people are just, like, fucking so boring that nobody pays attention to them at all, you know? So it's like, it doesn't get any traction. But if they were just more charismatic, then we could actually see what the real racism of Canada was like.
It's bad. It's bad. There was,
I don't know if that's good or bad.
Are either of you familiar with local comedian Ryan Gunther?
I'm not.
He got a little bit of internet popularity for doing what he called reviews of reviews or review reviews.
Oh, yeah, we talked about him on the Fringe show.
Where he has reviewed bad reviews of his friend's Fringe shows and, like taken the reviewer to task. And I just really like that. And we were on the same show last week. And he started his set with, and I'm just, like, making sure that it's cited as him because it was so funny to me, where he just starts off, like, I would like to take this opportunity to acknowledge that this comedy show is taking place on the ancestral homelands of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and the Musqueam people, and we're not giving it back.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It was just like taking Canada to task so much for our virtue signaling, our total, you know, beautiful speech and nothing to back it up.
Totally. Thank you for letting us live, work, and play on your territory that you're not actually.
Yeah, he's like, and we're not giving it back. No, we're never.
We're just doing it.
We're never giving it back. Sorry. Like, it was really, like, it landed perfectly where people were like, oh, no, it's really funny.
Yeah. No, it's pretty good.
Because we're bad people.
Yeah.
We're like, are we laughing at a racist or are we laughing at our own racism? Who knows?
Mm-hmm. I love comedy like that, that, like, just hits you right then. You're just like, oh, man.
I wish I could write better jokes like that. It takes a lot of guts to do it, because if it doesn't land, your whole set's fucked.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't think he cares, which I really respect about him.
Nice.
He's very, very nice, but he comes off like a total curmudgeon, which I find funny, because he's only been totally polite and lovely to me. So
That's great.
Check out Ryan Gunther.
Yeah.
He's a cool guy. Anyway. So what else should we talk about, guys? It's been, it hasn't been that long since we saw you.
No, but yeah, so I've left politics and now I work in like a private sector.
Nice.
That's where I am. Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good change for a little while, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. I work for a creative agency now.
Nice.
Yeah. So I do kind of what I did in politics. You're so employable. But I was pretty nervous because I didn't know what I wanted to do after the provincial election. And Jarek and I were talking about moving in together. And if the results came out that we had won the election, and that took almost
forever,
2 months.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't really want to move to Victoria.
Yeah.
I didn't really think about the fact there were jobs here, because, I don't know, everyone talks about Victoria.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I just don't know if I have the energy anymore, so. Yeah.
Good for you.
I think that's, it's really good, because if you ever want to do it again, then you'll be able to, because you can just stick with it forever and burn yourself out.
And I do feel very outside. Like, it's super weird. I don't have the same friend circles, I guess, but it also makes me question, like, my friend circles in the first place. Mm-hmm. Like, was it all just because we worked together, or, like,
probably.
Obviously not us, but, like, others, like, I'm just like, oh, but yeah, probably. And that's okay, because you kind of reevaluate your, like, mutual interests, and you're like, okay, yeah, we just hung out because we worked down the street from each other, or, like, whatever.
Yeah, or we can share, like, this mutual thing, we can swap battle stories or whatever.
Exactly.
Like, that definitely creates a bond that then, like, once that mutual thing isn't there anymore, it's like, oh, yeah, I haven't seen them in, like, a year.
Yeah, exactly. And
it's sad, but it's also kind of, like, a relief in some ways, because you're like, oh, okay, I don't have to maintain that many things now.
Yeah. And I like the ethereal nature of work friendships, actually. So where it's like, you know what, we were, like, we really enjoyed working together, and then it's like, I just have never seen you again, and that's totally fine.
That was my old supervisor from Alliance, Peggy. We barely seen each other since I left, and we loved each other, and it was just very much, she's like, once you go, like, you go. I was like, that's really respectable, but we still do occasionally talk, and I'm like, well, we'll go for lunch eventually, because, well, like, I love her, but, you know.
Yeah, and I found some of my, like, very best friends working where I worked, and, like, I still, I'm gonna go to the things and the fundraisers, because a lot of my work, we work with, various levels of the NDP, like, all across the country, and unions and stuff, so, like, they're still there, it's just that I'm removed.
Yeah. That's, like, the best thing you could have gotten into that is still, totally. Like, connected, but it's not essentially, like, tied up in it necessarily, so.
It's nice.
That's good. Is it good money, good benefits, or?
Like, yeah, my benefits kick in next month, so I'm gonna finally do my dental surgery.
Nice.
Yay.
What do you have to do?
Oh, just when my wisdom tooth has, like, broken skin, wisdom teeth, but only one tooth, has broken skin, so they can't just pull it, Yeah, need to go in. I mean, they could just, like, do the in-chair, break it thing and local anesthetic, but I'd rather go to a dental surgeon.
I had full surgery for mine. I, like, went under and came up, and I didn't have anything funny happen like some people do after dental anesthesia. I just told the nurse that I loved her, which is because but I woke up and she was stroking my face like, aww. Oh, sweetie, are you okay?
And I was like, where was that? I want to go there.
I love you. The doctor's name was Dr. Bahi, and it was in Newton in Surrey. That's all I remembered. He had the hugest hands
That's
I've ever
so
seen.
Funny.
He had
my the hugest hands. Roommate had like a very, like, not like stroking face, but like also like when she came to, she was very
loving.
Like, yeah. And
just like, thank you for taking some good care.
And it was also in Newton.
Oh, my wife is the same place. Yeah. Maybe they're like adding a little ecstasy into the juice mix, because I really did feel so beatific the rest of the day. I was like, I love you. I love you. I love you. And I was like, please write your address down for me, because I want to send you a thank you note.
Oh my God.
And I did.
Oh, that's so sweet.
They were so, so nice to me. And then I was like, cool, I'm a wisdom tooth out. I'm going to lose weight. And then I literally ate mac and cheese that night because I can't be kept down.
Yeah, I probably will eat ice cream the whole time. So I had two pulled because they could still pull those ones.
Yeah.
And I just ate ice cream for like 3 days. It was great.
Nice.
Yeah, and then I went to Harrison for campaign school and had to like eat soup most of the time.
Yeah. Oh my God. I just thought it was so funny. Like, oh, cool. Like, anytime I've gotten sick in my life, I've been like, oh, I'll probably lose weight because, like, I'm a woman and the world is toxic.
Yeah.
Sure, and it never happens. No. It's never the thing that happens. Like, when I had motto, nope.
Yeah. Yeah. I've gone the other way now where I'm just like, great, I get to eat ice cream. That is my excuse. I have to eat something.
It's going to be ice cream. Yeah. I was just like, so, like, it didn't hurt enough for me to not eat solid food. So I'm like, give me that Easy Mac.
I definitely ate a lot of mac and cheese when I got teeth pulled as well.
Yeah, you can just kind of chew it by sticking your tongue against the roof.
Well,
of your mouth.
I just get nervous about getting stuff stuck in the holes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the problem.
Ain't that always the way? Rude, Katie. Rude. I'm a rude dude, though.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it's fine to be a
rude dude with a bad attitude.
I have a very good attitude usually. You do. Just not this week. This week I'm being an asshole.
You seem a lot happier now than you did.
Well,
the
you know,
of the podcast.
Momentum is a beautiful thing. My problems haven't been fixed, but I like spending time with nice people and talking to them. It's good. It's therapeutic.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Plus donuts.
Mm-hmm. How are we doing for dinner?
Almost done. Is there anything that you want to plug that's coming? This is going to come out tomorrow, I think.
Oh, shit. Okay. Please, for the love of God, come to my Big Rock show on October 22nd.
It's going
to
be great.
Such a good lineup, and I'm, like, angry if people don't come, because it's, like, Chris Gordon's a really powerful headliner. He's so energetic. I'm hosting.
Yeah.
Katie Ellen Humphries is there, and I'm obsessed with her. She's, like, one of the funnest comedians I know. Funniest. Words are great. And I'm good at saying them.
It's what you do for professions.
Yeah. Luke Rivard and Jill Silva and Ross Dock just added. So these are all really solid comics. And I'm really excited about it. And then I'm doing a showcase for the Winnipeg Comedy Festival on the 28th. And if I do well, I get to go to Winnipeg.
Yay.
Which is really exciting. And I'm not, like, you know, betting money on it or anything like that. But I'm like, I could come in, like, fourth out of this group of people, maybe. So we'll see if that is enough.
If you get to go to Winnipeg, then you're going to become friends with Jackie Cation. That's all I want.
I'm already in my heart friends with Jackie Cation.
She was very nice to us when we met her.
She was super nice. We got a really cute selfie with her.
Aww.
Yeah.
So. I don't have anything coming up. Look for me in Victoria.
Look for me. Oh, tell them. Tell them about what you did.
What?
Oh no!
What I'm you so emailed, paranoid about
what you,
like,
what you emailed.
Oh god. Okay. Yeah.
To the hotel.
I'm a bougie asshole. and so like the thing that I've been loving for breakfast, like when I'm on my meal plan trip, is like a really damn delicious green smoothie in the morning. Mm. And I'm like, but what do I do? My hotel between there and work, like there's nothing really in between.
No.
There's not actually really a lot of like, I don't know. I'm over on the wrong side of town for mm-hmm. sort of any green smoothie place, mm-hmm. and I don't actually really know any places in Victoria that might do that. I don't even, there's probably a Jugo Juice somewhere, but, like, I can't go out of my way
no,
to whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm just, like, I wrote to the hotel, I'm like, hi, guys, like, you've got a berry smoothie on your breakfast menu, like, could you add spinach to it, and how much would it be? Like, could you make me a custom green smoothie, please, and if I brought my own hemp seeds, would you put it in it? And I'm like, because if not, I'll bring my own blender.
Yeah.
Because I just have a little, like, ninja blender that I was totally just going to put in my suitcase, and I wouldn't have worried. I would have bought fruit and...
Yeah.
But it's, you know...
It's just really cute. I just really
liked
it.
It just felt really bougie. And they wrote back, they're like, the kitchen's happy to do that. You know, it'll be like, you know, this much. Just tell them which days you want it, and it'll be delivered to your room. Let them know what time. I'm like,
eee! Oh, it's going to be so good.
That makes me really happy, because I'm going to have a really good, solid... tasty brekkie in the
that's
morning.
That's so great. It just made me smile so much because you had to tell me about it. You're like, I'm kind of ashamed of this, but it's also important to me. I was like, it's really funny. I think it's okay.
Yeah, because I don't know what else I would eat. Like, there's a Starbucks close by, but, like, I could eat a, you know, turkey bacon sandwich.
No, say its whole name.
I hate the way that they call this out. Reduced fat turkey bacon and reduced fat white cheddar egg white, but and it's just
no
like
way.
for crass, yeah.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
Why, like, ugh,
that's the branding.
If you can roll yourself up to the pickup counter. Fuck. It's kind of what it seems to insinuate.
Yeah.
Like, who's on a diet here?
Yeah, I don't like it. I just find that it's the tastiest and least messy.
The least greasy.
Yeah, yeah. Why can't they just say, Chris, your breakfast sandwich is ready?
Turkey bacon breakfast sandwich. Reduced fat turkey bacon, reduced fat white cheddar.
Yeah,
okay,
that's
cool.
Silly.
Good for you. Whatever. I don't care.
But yeah, no, this is great. I'm excited for you. You're going to have your facial masks in the nighttime.
Green smoothie,
and your smoothie
in the
morning.
And politicking all day.
Yeah.
To me, that sounds like a good life.
I'm trying
you guys are weird.
I'm trying to really do my best to, like, build up a good little support foundation so that I don't...
Crash and burn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I could feel like I could go real hard for, like, 4 days getting swept up in...
Oh, yeah. It's so easy to do.
And all
stay to your routine and you won't go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Let me make go a little crazy, but you'll go less crazy.
Yeah. And maybe I'll even, like, stretch in the morning or something. If I have to get up early to, like, shower and have my smoothie, then I can, like, do some stretching.
Oh, my God.
I'm
going to come back
like, a walk.
A superhuman.
Yeah. I always have my best mornings in Victoria. Because, like,
really
there's all this room in the... Like, you have a hotel room. There's all this room. And in my bedroom, there's not all that room. So, it was nice.
Yeah.
Especially at my old place. I had low ceilings.
Oh, okay.
So, I could stretch.
You couldn't stretch in your old place?
I could not. Yeah. I could only reach my head.
You're not a super tiny, short lady either.
No,
so.
My ceiling in my bedroom was, like, 5'9".
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's how tall I am.
Yeah. Yeah, I had friends who, like, we just wouldn't go in my room.
That's super funny.
Yeah. Well, good times.
Better now.
Yeah. I'm sure, like... You know, you hear a lot from, like, comics and, like, other folks that, like, when you have to live out of a hotel room a lot, it would be a real drag.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's a little bit of a treat.
Exactly.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
And I like to have some luxury. But the thing is, now that I, like, have this awesome bed, thanks, Lisa Mattress, sponsor me, give me another one. Like, my bed is so comfortable now, so going to a hotel isn't as much of a luxury as it used to be when I had, like, a small, not very comfortable bed.
Yeah.
A hotel, it used to be like, oh, starfish out on the comfy, whatever. Now I'm like, whatever.
This isn't as nice as my bed.
It kind of isn't. Like, the last time I was at this exact hotel for my friend's wedding, the king bed, like, it wasn't, the mattress was not comfy, actually.
Oh, so, yeah. I don't find any bed as comfortable relative to my bed. My bed is perfect, and I sleep pretty well there, given how badly I sleep.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, hotels, I have a hard time sleeping in hotels, no problem sleeping in Airbnbs for some reason.
Interesting.
That's living weird. In someone's home is a little bit less stressful to me.
Oh, I find
me.
It the opposite.
I mean, I've stayed in, like, sketchy Airbnbs, like, when I was on my little tour to myself trip last year.
Tour to myself? You were exploring your body?
Tour de moi.
But all my Airbnbs just felt really sketchy. There was lots of noise outside. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've only ever stayed in one really bad one, which is the one where they didn't tell me when other people were coming in, and like a man came in the middle of the night totally startled me. Like I was sitting on the couch without my bra on, and she didn't tell me that he was coming, and because he just like booked it that day.
Yeah,
that was sketchy. But yeah, I've had really nice experiences. But I find hotels so loud.
Oh, really?
I can always hear what's going on next door, and it's just like this idea of. There's, like, cameras everywhere. It just feels kind of weird. I don't know.
Oh. See, I like the anonymity more of a hotel where I'm just, like, someone comes in and cleans it every day. It's, like, a nice hard reset. And it's not,
they don't
like,
ask you to rate it after.
Yeah, like, it's generic enough that, like, there's no personal touch, and I kind of like that.
Okay.
Where, like, when you're in someone's home.
You sound like an assassin when you say that.
No! I like my boundaries. What could I say?
No, that's beautiful.
Like,
that's a really well,
you know,
well put.
Because it's like it's their home, it's their stuff. I don't want to touch their stuff or make it. Even
I touch their stuff so bad.
Even in the Airbnb like rentals where it's like obviously like a condo that they bought just for this purpose, I still am just like I don't know. It just feels weird. Like I don't know.
I think my thing is I'm obsessively
anonymity,
obsessively thoughtful about how I use spaces, whether it's a hotel or an Airbnb. The Airbnb appreciates it, and hopefully other people have been similar. Whereas in a hotel, people do really weird things in hotels. I don't know who's banged on my bedspread.
That's true. Yeah, I hear like stories of, I always put the remote in a plastic bag before I touch it. I'm like, I don't care. I don't know. What are you doing putting that candle down your top?
I don't know. I'm weird. Weird mood.
All right, let's call it. Let's go play outside. It's beautiful. Yeah. It's like a bright orange kind of fall day. Like
I'm
the
so
leaves
excited.
Are beautiful. I'm going to go try and catch some coho salmon down by the river.
I'm going to go good to luck. A late Thanksgiving dinner with my parents at my brother's house.
Good luck.
Thank you. Should be good. I'm going to make some roasty cauliflower.
I'm going to do a facial, I think. I am inspired.
Nice.
Yeah, and then I have Buffy trivia tonight.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said coffee trivia. I was like, that sounds dumb. But Buffy, that's even better.
I hope you win. Do you have a
what
team
kind
name?
Of coffee does Buffy
5
like?
5 5 5.
Nice. Yep. Nice.
That weird thing Faith says all the time, and we still don't really know what it means.
Not a clue. I even looked it up, and I don't really have an answer, but I should probably get that. I'm sure it's a question.
The answer
if
is 25,
good.
For the record.
Oh, my God. Okay, bye. See you next week.